们弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace be to all brothers and sisters.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名来查考主所称许的真仆人。
Now in the holy name of the Lord Jesus, we study the true servants who Jesus commends.
我们现在请翻开哥林多后书第十章。
Let us first turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多后书第十章。
2 Corinthians chapter 10.
第十章我们请读十七节十八节。
Let us please read verse 17 and 18. 17. But he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. 18. For not he who commends himself is approved, but whom the Lord commends.
这里啊，圣经说夸口的要指着主夸口，就是如果认为自己有荣耀的，是要因为主而有荣耀的。
Here it talks about how if someone thinks he has glory, then it should be glory from the Lord.
所以
Or glory in the Lord.
在人的世界里面，如果有什么值得夸口的，或有什么荣耀，其实都不会长存，不会永存呢。
So in the world of man, if there's anything worth glory that man can glory in, will not last forever.
但是在基督里面的荣耀却是永存的，是会一直跟随到天上去的。
However, the glory in Christ is everlasting, will follow you to heaven.
那个保罗他为什么要指着这个主夸口呢
？And why did Paul talk about glorying in the Lord？
第十八节是说，因为蒙悦纳的不是自己称许的，乃是主所称许的。
Because as it says in verse 18, not he who commends himself is approved, but whom the Lord commends.
那这个所谓的称许，我们中文把它翻成这个好像是被赞扬的。其实它原来的意思就是神所推荐的。
And the word commends sounds like the Lord is complimenting or praising you, but the original word means the one whom the Lord recommends.
所以他说如果蒙悦纳就是被神所喜悦的这个人呢，他应该不是自己推荐自己的了。
So the one whom the Lord is pleased in is not someone who will recommend himself.
而是被主所推荐，就是主所称许、所赞扬的。
But it will be someone whom the Lord recommends, whom the Lord praises.
那保罗他在这里，其实在第十章里面，他是一篇他自己的自述，就是说他表达他自己的心情，他怎么样是一个主所推荐的真仆人。
So chapter 10 is a self-reflection of Paul, where he talks about his own attitude about true servants of the Lord.
在哥林多后书里面保罗他自己服侍的心情，他面对教会的纷争，他有很深的自己的心情的写照，就是说他描述他自己，不管是软弱或者是他的情绪也好，非常深刻。
In 2 Corinthians, there are deep attitudes and reflections of Paul regarding the division of the church in Corinth.
所以我们要了解保罗他服侍的心情，他服侍的动力，一定要深入查考哥林多后书。
And so we have to deeply study Paul's attitude and motivation in his servitude in 2 Corinthians.
那他为什么要特别在这一个书、这一封信里面来讲这些好像夸口的话呢
？And so why would Paul say some things that seem like like boasting or glorying in himself inside 2 Corinthians.
在第十一章的第一节，他其实说，其实他觉得他好像有点愚妄，好像像一个愚昧人在自我推荐一样。
And so in 11 verse 1, it says that he feels there's a little folly in him recommending himself.
那但是他恳求更多的信徒呢，能够宽容他这一点愚妄，因为他是不得不要这样说的。
But he asks the people of Corinth to pardon his little folly here because he can't help but say it.
那是因为哥林多教会他们在诸多的问题里面，其中有一项就是他们凭外貌去认人。
Because among all of the issues that the people in the church of Corinth were having, one thing was that they judged people by their outer appearance.
他们行事为人是凭眼见，不是凭信心的。
So when they go about their business, it's depending on what they see, not depending on their faith.
我们读更多前书就知道，教会当时候有很多的纷争，有因为工人的缘故而分成不同的党派。
So if you read the book of Corinthians, because of several workers at that time, there were divisions inside the church and factions.
那当时候有些信徒拿人夸口，就是我是属于哪一个哪一派的工人，他们觉得很有荣耀。
And at that time, believers would boast about other church workers and say that I belong to this church worker and glory in them.
但是这里特别，我们看一下第五章，哥林多后书第五章。
But let's look especially in 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
第五章，我们请看第十二节。
Let us please look at verse 12 in chapter 5.
第十二节
Verse 12.
请读
12. For we do not commend ourselves again to you, but give you opportunity to boast on our behalf, that you may have an answer for those who boast in appearance and not in heart.
你看这里有些人、哦、他说有些人是凭外貌不凭内心夸口，就是说有些人真的是看外表然后来判定这个人到底是好还是坏。
And here it says that some people are judging by the outer appearance to see if something is good or bad.
但是保罗他在哥林多后书他就一再提出他服侍神的真正的动机，然后他的目的，他服侍的目的在哪里。
However, Paul in 2 Corinthians is focusing on where his attitude and his motivation and what his purpose is.
他真的是从心里面在尽他从神所领受的职分的。
And he's truly serving from his heart to fulfill the status and identity that God has given him.
所以他屡次的提他自己、啊、他在服侍的心情，他所遭遇的困难，以及他如何度过困难这个整个过程。
And so he frequently talks about the difficulties he encounters and how he had、gone through them.
其实在强调他是用内心真正的在服侍教会的。
And he's really emphasizing that he's using his inner heart to serve the church.
那可是当时候假使徒就是一些假师傅在教会里面造成很大的混乱。
However, false apostles and false teachers in the church were causing great turmoil inside the church at the time.
因为是当保罗不在哥林多教会的时那个时期、啊、有一些假师傅就跑来了，就传起异端来。
Because at that time when Paul wasn't in the church, there were false apostles who went to the church and preached heresy.
那 这些假师傅造成了混乱，不但让信徒纷争结党了，
And not only did these false teachers cause chaos among the members,
那他们也让
and he also caused factions.
那他们也让教会原本对主耶稣基督非常单纯的信心也改变了。
And he also changed the simple faith that people once had in the Lord Jesus.
那因为这些假师傅、啊、来传不同的耶稣。
And because these false teachers preached about a different Jesus,
他们在讲不一样的福音。
They were preaching a different gospel.
哎，他们所强调的信息基本上都是为了要符合当世代的社会潮流，为了要赢得人的心。
The message that they were preaching at that time, were catered toward the trends in the world in order to, suit what the people wanted to hear.
所以在第十一章我们就看到，当时候教会面临的大的危机就是这个福音被更改，真理已经在消失了。
And so the crisis that the church faced at that time is that the truth was being changed, and it was disappearing.
那这个时候，这个假师傅跟假这个异端呢、哦，他的混乱其实是魔鬼的工作。
And so the chaos caused by the false teachers was actually the work of the devil.
保罗他从一开头在哥林多后书第二章，他就说，其实我们不是不知道魔鬼的诡计的。
In the beginning of 2 Corinthians chapter 2, he says, It is not that we do not know the work of the devil and the deception of the devil.
所以他其实保罗他一眼看出哥林多教会的很多问题是因为魔鬼工作 的结果呈现的。
And a lot of the things that Paul saw as problems in the church, he identified them as results of the work of the devil.
那这个魔鬼的诡计，魔鬼的工作，他要攻击教会的手段之一就是首先攻击这个主的真仆人。
And the work and deception of the devil, the way that he works is, he will first attack the true servants of the Lord.
所以当时有一批人呢，专门在攻击保罗。
So at that time, there were a group of people, especially attacked Paul.
那保罗他在哥林多后书里面，他其实一再的在强调，他本身是为了这个福音不顾性命的人。
And in 2 Corinthians, he keeps emphasizing that he is a person who is who would sacrifice his life for the gospel.
也就是说，他不管遇到什么危险，碰到什么样的阻碍，他就是一直要把这个福音传出去，他永远不会被阻碍。
So no matter the danger or the obstacle, he just only cares about preaching the gospel.
但是这些假师傅，这些抵挡人，他们就是专门来毁谤保罗。
But these false teachers and these opposers are just there to slander Paul.
他们伪装成为仁义的差役，就是好像光明的天使、哦、好像表面上是为了教会的好，为了信徒的福利。
They are masqueraded as angels, doing something that is for the good of the church and for the good of the members.
他们让教会的信徒分不清楚到底谁才是真的使徒、真的仆人。
They cause the church to not be able to understand who the true disciples and who the true servants of God are.
因为这个魔鬼的工作最终的目的就是要破坏教会，要让人离开得救的这个正路。
Because the final goal of the devil is to destroy the church and cause people to leave the church.
让原本应该属耶稣基督进入天国的人，现在随着魔鬼撒旦进入那个永火的刑罚里去。
And so those who would originally enter into the everlasting kingdom of heaven would follow Satan into everlasting damnation.
所以要分辨真假使徒这件事情，其实是很重要的真理上的辨明。
And so to differentiate between a true and a false apostle requires the truth.
也就是那个时候，那个使徒那个时代里面有一些教会。他们属灵的眼光、哦、比较锐利，他们可以分辨谁是真的，谁是假的。
And so at that time, those who were more sensitive spiritually were able to identify those who were false and true.
比如说，我们看启示录第二章。
For example, let us look at Revelation chapter 2.
启示录第二章看第二节。
Let us look at chapter 2, verse 2 in Revelation.
第二章第二节，请读。
2 verse 2, I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil.And you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars.
你看这里特别提到以弗所教会、啊、他们其实真的有属灵智慧，可以分辨，可以看出谁是真的使徒，谁是假的。
And so you see that this church at the time, in this church, they were able to differentiate spiritually those who were false and those who were true apostles.
那要分辨是要经过试验，就是说要用各种不一样的方式去试验这些人是真的还是假的、啊。
And to discern this, they have to have tests to test whether they are true or false.
要从不同的角度里面去看看这些人到底是真正神的仆人呢，还是只是披着羊皮的狼而已。
And through different tests, they are able to identify if they are true apostles or if they are wolves in sheepskin.
哥林多教会当时就是不能够分辨哪些是假的使徒。
And the church in Corinth at that time were unable to discern.Who were false apostles.
所以当时教会就受了很大的亏损。
And so at that time, the church suffered great loss.
那现在第十章，哥林多后书第十章里啊，保罗他就以他自己的心情，要来强调我们是神的真正的仆人。
And now in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, he used this attitude to emphasize that we are the true apostles of God.
那他不是空口说白话，他不是自己推荐自己而已。
And he wasn't saying empty and vain words, not just recommending himself.
他其实从三个不同的角度来证明他保罗跟他的同工真的是主所推荐的真正的工人。
But through three different angles, he was able to show that he and others were the true apostles of God that God recommends.
第一点，我们来看第十章从第一节开始。
Let us look at chapter 10, verse 1.
对，从第十章第一节读到第五节。
Chapter 10, verse 1 to 5 in 2 Corinthians.1. Now I, Paul, myself, am pleading with you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am lowly among you, but being absent am bold toward you. 2. But I beg you that when I am present, I may not be bold with that confidence by which I intend to be bold against some, who think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal,But mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, 5, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, 6, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled.
Okay. 那这一段我们就看到这个主所称许的真的仆人呢、啊、他事实上是有属灵的眼光，他能够看透魔鬼的计谋。
And we see that a true apostle of Christ has spiritual eyesight in order to see beyond the deception of the devil.
他随时都准备好要面对这属灵的征战。
At all times, he is prepared to face the spiritual warfare.
所以真的仆人就是要打福音的美仗的嘛。
And so the true apostle,、就是、the true servant is one who is ready to fight the spiritual warfare.
那这个传福音本身就是一场战争。
And preaching the gospel itself is a battle.
那现在我们从第一节到第六节，我们看出来啊，这个保罗他现在提到魔鬼的计谋，他的诡计在哪里
？And from verse 1 to 6, we see the deception of the devil that Paul has pointed out.
其实当时的教会面临了一个没有流血的战争呢。
And at that time, the church faced a war that did not shed blood.
但是它的结果得胜或失败，却是天国跟地狱的差别。
However, whether success or fail, will cause a difference between heaven or hell.
所以我们有时候说一个人的死亡、哦、不见得是要流血的。
And so often we will say that one person's death may not require the shedding of blood.
当一个人他的心被魔鬼抓走的时候，这个人基本上在灵性上已经将近死亡了。
When a person's heart has been taken away by the devil, then their soul has already entered into death.
所以主耶稣才跟门徒提醒说，会杀你的身体的人不用害怕。
And that is why the Lord Jesus has already reminded us that do not be afraid of the one who can destroy the flesh.
真正要害怕的是会让我们灵魂下到地狱里面去的事情的人。
But the one whom you should fear is the one who can cause your soul to go to hell.
要怕的是那个能够判我们进天国下地狱的那个。那个审判者了。
And whom we should fear is the one who judges, and decides whether we will go to heaven or hell.
所以这场征战其实是当时在哥林多教会里面是非常激烈的。
And so this spiritual battle was extremely, was quite severe in the church of Corinth.
那现在这个真的仆人，他是随时要准备好，而且知道这个战争现在正在进行，他要怎么去？打胜这个征战。
And this true disciple of God, the true servant, is to be prepared at all time and know how to fight the spiritual war.
那这个仆人，这个真的仆人，你看第一节说，他说我保罗哈，在与你们见面的时候是谦卑的。
You see that this true servant in chapter 10 verse 1, Paul says, I was meek and gentle to you when I was with you.
他说我在你们我与你们见面的时候，就是保罗初把福音传给哥林多教会的时候。
And when he says when I was in your presence, that is referring to when you preached the gospel to Corinth.
真的，保罗，我们如果从哥林多使徒行传第十八章看，他当时传福音去的那个态度是非常谦卑的，像耶稣基督的形象一样。
And we see in chapter 8 that when he preached the gospel, he was very lowly when he went to the church of Corinth, just like the Lord Jesus.
因为谦卑的心、哦才能够让他的信息 有力量，让人可以接受。
Because only a humble heart will cause his message to have strength and acceptability in the audience.
哦，然后接下去说，不在你们那里的时候，我向你们是勇敢的。
And then when he says, "When I'm not with you, then I'm confident and bold."
那不在你们那里，就是当保罗不在的时候，其实那个假师傅、那个异端就侵入教会了。
And this is referring to when Paul was not there, then the false teachers and heresy.Was able to invade the church.
那面对这个危机，保罗他是用书信，你看他写信，哦，哥林多前书就是一封信，在哥林多前后书之间又有一封严厉的信，他就是很勇敢的去指责当时候信徒的错误。
And so, in order to combat this problem, he wrote letters, and First and Second Corinthians were severe letters written to target these problems.
当他写信的时候，他的心情是勇敢的。
When he wrote these letters, his attitude was one of boldness.
哦，所以我们看那个保罗，他那个信里面的用字遣词哈，有时候是很勇敢、很直接的。
And we see that the word choice of Paul was often very brave and very direct.
更多前书第五章，保罗只是要怎么样去处理那个娶继母为妻的这个淫乱的人的时候，他说：“我心已经跟你们在一起判断这个人了。”
And And in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, he said he used very strong language when talking about the sexual immorality.
虽然他人不在，但是他说我的你们聚会的时候，我已经心里面跟你们在一起了。
And so he says that he had already judged him, and even though his heart was not, even though he wasn't there physically, his heart was there with them in service.
他觉得说我现在就把我的意见、我的判断告诉你们，要把这样的人赶出去。
And so he's saying that he's using his opinion. And his judgment to cast away this person.
这在说明他当时候他的那个态度真的是很勇敢。
And that is to describe how bold and brave he was at that time.
好了，他现在写了那个严厉的信之后呢，其实那个教会的信徒哦，他们就被他的话感动，他们就看到信就忧伤懊悔。
And so after reading his letter, the members were very moved and they felt sorrow in their hearts and repented.
我们现在看第七章，哥林多后书第七章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 7.
第七章的第八节啊。
7:8 For even if I made you sorry with my letter, I don't regret it. Though I did regret it, for I perceived that the same epistle made you sorry, though only for a while.
第九节。
9. Now I rejoice, not that you were made sorry, but that your sorrow led to repentance. For you were made sorry in a godly matter, that you may suffer loss from us in nothing.
你看他这里这两节，其实在说明他在哥林多写哥林多后书之前，曾经写的这一封严厉的信，真的产生效果了。
And so here he is saying, before he wrote 2 Corinthians, he wrote another letter in which there was a very effective result.
他看到这些信徒他们愿意悔改，他心里很欢喜。
He saw that these believers were willing to repent, and so he rejoiced in his heart.
好，是因为他们从忧愁当中生出懊悔来，那他们一定会再从这个走偏的路再走回来正路了。
That through their sorrow, they were able to repent, and so they corrected their wrong path.
好，所以他说，我不在你们那里的时候，我的心向你们是勇敢的。
And so he said, when I was not with you physically, my heart was brave and bold.
然后第十章的第一节，他说，那如今我亲自借着基督的温柔和和平来劝你们。
And so he says that now.I am pleading with you by meekness and gentleness in 10:1.
也就是说，他现在用基督的温柔跟平安，要来劝勉弟兄姐妹，再一次提醒他们。
And so he's saying that he's using the gentleness and peace of Christ to again exhort the believers.
我们就看到这个主的真仆人呢，他在面对教会不同的阶段的时候，他是以不同的态度、不同的心情来处理的。
And so we see that the true servant of God uses a different attitude and a differentmentality when taking care of certain issues.
你看他教会刚建立的时候，从不信到信，他用温谦卑的心来劝化他们。
So starting from before the church believed to the time it believed, he used a lowly, humble heart.
那当教会他们堕落偏离正道的时候，他是用勇敢的态度来劝勉他们，你一定要改变。
And when the church had departed from the truth.Then he used a bold and brave attitude in order to exhort them to correct themselves.
然后当众人懂得悔改，能够再走回正路的时候，他现在用的是主的温柔跟平和平了。
And when the people were able to fix their direction, then again Paul used a meek and gentle attitude.
因为我们知道主耶稣基督的温柔跟和平，真的就是彰显出主的性格。耶稣基督真的是驯良的羔羊。
We know that the gentleness and peace of Christ shows how meek the Lord Jesus is as the Lamb, as the anointed Lamb.
主耶稣真的是温文柔和的，他真的是逆来顺受，什么人跟他怎么样，基本上他都真的是很和平、很谦卑。
The Lord Jesus is indeed gentle and meek.In many situations, he is often very humble.
这是为什么主耶稣在传福音的时候，他是一个很可以亲近的人。那个罪人、税吏，你看那些淫妇、有罪的女人，你看主耶稣都愿意让他们亲近。
And so, when he was preaching the gospel, the Lord Jesus allowed many to approach him, including the tax collectors, the adulterers, and those who were sinners.
你看，就看到这个就是主耶稣基督的态度。
And you see that this is the attitude of the Lord Jesus.
所以今天我们与人相处的态度，基本上就是要谦卑、要温柔、要和平。
And so when we interact with other people, that is also the same kind of attitude we should have, one of meekness and gentleness.
因为谦卑是我们内在的一个品格。
Because humility is an inner character of ourselves.
那有这样的品格之后，外显在别人面前的其实就是温柔和平。
And if we have these character traits,then our behavior toward others will be one of gentleness and peace.
所以我们都会看到一个谦卑的人，他一定会是温柔又和平的。
And so you see that a humble person will be gentle and peaceful.
反过来，你如果看到一个温柔的人，一个很和平的人，他基本上也会是谦卑的。
And oftentimes, if you flip it around, when you see a humble and gentle person, you will see, you will, they are also a humble person. A gentle and peaceful person is also a humble person.
但是这样的一个很温柔、很谦卑的态度，在面对真理的争辩的时候，却是很勇敢的。
But this kind of gentle and peaceful, character is also brave and bold when facing spiritual war.
所以面对这个神的道理的时候，你看这个勇敢人就是为真道竭力争辩。
So when facing the truth of God, this true servant is very brave.
不会因为环境，不会因为这个人而改变他自己的对道理的认识，不会妥协。
And they will not compromise or change their understanding of the truth because of the environment or because of people.
这个就是这个真仆人他在面对这个属灵征战的时候他的态度。
This is the attitude of the true servant when facing spiritual war.
那接下来看十章第二节。
Now let's continue to read chapter 10, verse 2.
他这里征战，他说有人以为我是凭着血气行事啊。凭着血气行事。
And here he says that some people think he is walking according to the flesh.
好，那第三节他说，因为我们虽然在血气中行事，却不凭着血气征战。
Three, it says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh.
这里所谓凭着血气行事，其实这个血气指的是肉体。
So walking according to the flesh, is talking about our flesh, our physical body.
哦，今天我们每一个人带着这个血肉之躯，我们都受到这个时间空间的限制。
All of us carry flesh and blood, and so we are under the limitation of time and space.
那时候有人以为我是凭血气行事，其实是指的是那些攻击保罗的这些对头。
And so those who said that Paul was walking according to the flesh was an accusation from those who opposed Paul.
他们当时候其实是要贬低使保罗他使徒的这个身份。
And at that time, they were trying to.Trivialize the status of Paul.
他们就是要毁谤保罗的他的这个工作嘛。
They were trying to slander the work of Paul.
他认为说啊，他只是一个普通的人呢，他还是支帐篷为生的人啊。
And they'll say that this person is a normal person who makes tents for a living.
他不是专职的人呢。
He is not he's not an expert.
哦，那其实保罗他去支帐篷为生，是特别在哥林多教会那个时期，为了要让他们可以白白得到福音呢。
But for Paul to make tents as to make money and sustain himself was for the sake of the church so that they can receive the gospel.
即使这样，还是有人来讲他坏话。
But even then, there were people who spoke bad of him.
然后又说他言语粗俗，他这个属肉体的。
And so even people would say that the way that he did things, the way things that he said was according to the flesh.
那面对这种攻击毁谤，保罗他说。我要用勇敢的态度来对待这些人。
And so these kind of attacks and slander, Paul said that he was going to use a bold attitude to face them.
因为这些人其实成为魔鬼的差役，就是被撒旦利用的工具了。
Because these are messengers of Satan, those who are vessels used by the devil.
第二节他特别提到说，我希望说我来的时候，我不需要用这样的态度来对你们。
And verse 2 says that I hope I don't have to use this attitude when I come to see you.
也就是说，他希望说，经过他这一番的表白之后，那个哥林多的信徒可以明白谁才是真正的使徒了。
Meaning that after Paul had given this revelation, the believers at the time were able to realize, the false apostles.
那第三节他特别强调说，我虽然在血气中行，但是我不凭着血气征战哦。
Verse 3 says that even though I'm walking in the flesh, I'm not warring according to the flesh.
我们人在这个血肉之躯里面，我们会有时候会有情绪，我们有时候会因为身体疲倦而。对事情的判断可能会有一些落差。
And as humans, many times because of emotion or physical tiredness, we will lose judgment and discernment in things.
但是保罗他说他在面对这个征战的事情的时候，他说他是不会凭血气跟征战的。
But Paul says that when he's facing these kind of battles, he is not warring according to the flesh.
因为他知道这场征战是属灵的。
Because he knows that this war is spiritual.
他要征战的这个对象是魔鬼。
And the opponent is the devil.
所以你看，魔鬼还有他的差役，一群人啊，也是一个势力，要来攻击神的教会嘛。
And so Satan and all of his messengers are trying to attack the church.
所以他说，他现在要去面对这场征战，他不是用血气。
So right now, as he faces this battle, he is not warring against he is not warring according to the flesh.
他这样的一个征战的原则，其实在以弗所书里面第六章写的非常详细的。
And this type of spiritual warfare is recorded very clearly in Ephesians chapter 2.
他说我们现在知道这个征战的这些 仇敌是天空属灵气的魔鬼啊。
And so he's saying that he knows that the enemy is the devil who is according to the kingdom of the air.
要面对这些仇敌，要穿戴神的全副的军装。
And to face this devil, you have to wear the full armor of God.
所以他说我不凭血气征战。
And so he says, I'm not warring according to the flesh.
所以有时候我们真的要注意，在属灵的征战上，我们第一个要对付的其实是我们自己的肉体。
And so in the spiritual warfare, many times the first thing we have to, the first thing we have to face is our own flesh.
因为我们在这个血气中生活，有时候我们在这个肉体里面生活，我们要时时去注意自己的情欲的问题。
Because many times we are living in the flesh and we have to pay attention to our own desires.
所以我们要先能够让我们能够攻克己身，把这个肉体的情欲把它致死之后，我们才有可能去打胜这个属灵征战。
And so we have to first, we have to first put to death the desires of the flesh in order to fight the spiritual war.
那在这种情况下，当然我们不可以靠我们的血气来面对这个属灵的仇敌啊。
And in this situation, we cannot rely on our flesh and blood to fight the battle.
好，第三节
，verse three，
第四节
，verse four。
那说我们征战的兵器不是属血气的，乃是在神面前有能力，可以攻破坚固的营垒。
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds.
这里说征战的兵器是神的能力。
Here it says that the weapons of our warfare are the strength of God.
所以这个能力是借着神才有的能力哦。
And so this power is only through God.
我们知道，你看那个，在这个属灵的征战里面呢，不是靠才能，不是靠势力，不是靠物质的东西，而靠神的圣灵。
And we know that in this spiritual warfare, and it's not according to our own abilities and our own statuses, but according to this mighty power of God.
我们看那个撒迦利亚书第四章。
Let's look at Zacchaeus chapter 4.
撒迦利亚书。
Zacharias chapter 4.
撒迦利亚书第四章啊。
Zacharias chapter 4.
第六节。
Chapter 4 verse 6.
这就告诉我们今天我们征战的兵器，我们的能力从哪里来。
Here tells us where our strength comes from in our spiritual battle. 6. So he answered and said to me, This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
这里说特别强调要靠神的灵才能成事。
Here it especially emphasizes that you have to rely on the spirit of God in order to be successful.
要打属灵的征战，你没有靠属灵的能力，怎么可能赢呢？
If you're fighting a spiritual battle and you do not rely on the Holy Spirit, then how can you win?
好，那这个
the power of the spirit.
这个神的这个能力做兵器，现在要去征服的对象是谁呢
？And so, using this strength in God, who are we opposing?
我们现在看回来第哥林多前后书第十章的第四节。
Second Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4.
最后那一句话说要攻破坚固的营垒。
Here says the last part, pulling down strongholds.
这个营垒其实指的就是魔鬼他所建立起来的城堡。
And here these strongholds are talking about castles that Satan the devil has built.
哦，这个魔鬼在人的心里，那现在建立了很多的很坚固的那个防卫工事。
In the hearts of man, the devil has built many strongholds.
这些城堡就是要来防守他所掳来的人，再重新被神夺回去的。哦，这些。
And these strongholds are to prevent people that he has gained from returning to the Lord.
那现在魔鬼是怎么样在人的心里建立这些坚固的营垒呢
？And how does the devil construct these strongholds in among people?
其实我们现在如果看第五节
，In fact, if we look at verse 5,
他这里说将各样的计谋、各样拦阻人认识神的那些至高之事，一切攻破了啊。
5. Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God.
你看这里人的心里面有一些至高的事情。
Here we see that there are some high things that exalt themselves in the hearts of man.
魔鬼他掳掠人跟神对抗，他的一个策略就是要把不顺服神的那个心思放在人的观念里面。
And one of the strategies of the devil in pulling people to belong to him is by giving them a heart of exalting themselves.
就是他不愿意顺服神。
That they are not willing to submit to the Lord.
会让这个人变得顽梗不化，就是硬着心。
and to cause this person to be stubborn and unable to change.
我们知道，这一个人如果硬心了之后，他就很难改变。
We know that if a person has a hardened heart, it's very difficult for them to change.
所以那个希伯来书才会说，我们要趁着还有今天，我们的心还没有硬到不能改变的时候，要赶快改变。
And so that's why in Hebrews it says, while it is still today, let us change such that our hearts are not hardened.
这个魔鬼他在人的心里面建立这个坚固的营垒。
And so the devil has created this stronghold in the hearts of man.
那有时候我们就想说，我们今天信主的人会落到这种地步吗？
And many of us will think that for us believers in Christ today, would we fall to this kind of level?
其实我们如果看这第哥林多后书这里所描述的，他现在保罗所写信的对象是哥林多教会的信徒，他们不是都信的吗？他们不是都是主的门徒了吗？
And here we see that 2 Corinthians, the last part, isn't he talking to all the people who have already believed in Corinth?
但是他们当时候的表现，真的就好像在他们心里面，一个一个都被魔鬼占据，设立了很坚固的营垒了。
But in their behavior, it seems that they already had strongholds of Satan in their hearts one by one.
所以，因为我们有时候要注意，当我们有时候我们在听道理，我们绝对不会被感动。
And so we have to pay attention that sometimes when we listen to sermon and we are not moved.
当我们听到讲台的信息，我们有时候会找出很多理由为自己辩护了。辩护就是为 defense， 就是为自己找借口。
And so many times when we listen to the message, we may create many excuses for ourselves.
或者有时候我们在听道理的时候，认为说，哎，这个某某人讲道理那么浅。没有什么好听的。
And so we may hear sermons and we will think, oh, such and such a person speaks so superficially and there's nothing to hear.
你看，当我们在听到的时候，我们的态度改变，或者是我们没有办法从听到当中得到感动的时候，这个要很小心。
But if our attitudes have changed and we're unable to be moved from speaking sermons, then it is, then we should also be careful.
这很可能是魔鬼开始在攻击我们的信仰。
It is very possible that Satan is trying to attack our faith.
在我们的心里开始要建立这些坚固的营垒。
That starting in our hearts, he is establishing these strongholds.
那我们如果要能够征战，懂得去打破这样一个障碍的。
So if we are going to battle and try to break down these obstacles,
我们是不能够靠人的智慧理性的。
Then we cannot rely on the wisdom and understanding of man.
我们不可以靠我们自己的智慧的产物，我们觉得我们自己可以分析什么事。
And we can't rely on our own wisdom, thinking that we can analyze something ourselves.
需要靠神，在神面前有能力。
But through the mightiness of God before God.
在神面前的能力要借着祷告来的。
But the strength of God before Him is through prayer.
要借着从圣经的真理来的。
And it comes through the truth of the Bible.
要借着圣灵的能力来的。
And it should come through the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以现在我们要了解，今天我们要征战的对象，很有可能在我们自己的心里面，这个魔鬼设立的坚固的营垒。
And so first, when we fight this spiritual battle, it's very likely that the battle we must first fight is against the stronghold which Satan has built in our hearts.
那现在征战的目标是什么？
And now, what is the object of our spiritual warfare?
就是要把这个坚固的营垒打破之后，再把人的心重新夺回来，顺服基督。
It is to first destroy the strongholds in their hearts, and then to obtain a person's heart back to the Lord Jesus.
所以第五节才说，要将各样的计谋、各样拦阻人认识神之那些至高的事一概攻破，把人所有的心意夺回，使他都顺服基督。
5. Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ.
这里各样的计谋，我们中文用计谋 来翻译，其实 它原文的意思很多样，包括人的思想、理论，或者是我们人的想象。
And so the word here, arguments, is translated to deception in Chinese, which can actually mean different things in the original text, including concepts, thoughts, and imaginations.
我们的理性，那个理性是 rational.
The rationale and also the understanding of man.
好，那个至高之事，我们中文把它翻成至高的事，其实就是那个高处或者是很高的障碍。
And these high things can be very high and large obstacles.
那人的心意表示是人的思想、人的理性、人的悟性。
And the will of man, their thinking is their own understanding.
现在他这里说，我们的目标是要把人的这个心意把它夺回来，把人的思想重新 拉回来，愿意顺服主耶稣基督。
And here says that we have to pull back the understanding of man, such that it will again submit to Christ.
其实魔鬼啊，他专门是跟神、跟主耶稣基督作对的，不是吗
？And isn't the devil directly opposing the Lord Jesus?
所以其实魔鬼他知道要拦阻人认识神最有效的方法，就是把那似是而非的道理放在我们的思想里。
And so the devil knows that the best way to oppose people's understanding of God is to put all kinds of concepts into the hearts of man.
这个叫做计谋。
And this is called deception.
因为他知道什么方法最有效、最简单，那人最容易上当。
And he knows which ways are the most effective and simple for people to be caught up.
所以现在就是魔鬼用各种管道把这些似是而非的道理让我们开始去怀疑神的存在，怀疑耶稣基督他到底是谁。
And so he will use these different kinds of concepts to cause us to question whether there is a God or not and who the Lord Jesus is.
那接下来呢，他要用这个会让人至高的事情来阻碍人认识基督。
And then he follows using things that exalt people to obstruct the understanding of Christ.
就是人实际上是很容易自高自大的。
Which is to say that humans are very easily self-boasting and exalting themselves.
我们人很容易以自我为中心的。
Many people, it's very easy for people to be very self-centered.
我们可能做很多事情都是以我的观点来判断呢、啊，我认为怎样，我认为这样子。
And to do many things, we will use ourselves to judge and think how should this be done according to what I think.
当我们一个人如果有这些自高自大的这个思想的时候
，But if humans have these kind of self-exalting thoughts,
这个就是魔鬼筑起的这个防御的堡垒了。
Then this is a stronghold that has been constructed by Satan.
让人没办法认识基督，让人没办法亲近神
，causing people to not be able to come to know Christ and to not be able to draw close to God.
那现在你看这个属灵的真仆人，他就看透了这个魔鬼的计谋。
But now you see that the true servant of God has seen past this deception of the devil.
他现在要把人的心意重新夺回来。
He is again to recapture the hearts of man.
你看这个夺回来表示说，当时候撒旦已经借着这些假使徒，正在将哥林多教会的信徒的心思带往不认识神的道路上去了。
And this act of bringing back people's hearts means that at that time there were false apostles who had already led the hearts of believers astray.
就是说，当时候的信徒正在走偏的路，他们还不知道。
Meaning that the believers at that time were walking astray, yet they did not know.
已经中了魔鬼的诡计了。
They had already been deceived by the devil.
所以他们现在反过来攻击保罗啊。
And so now when they turn around and attack Paul,
然后就来否定保罗所传的这个信息，传的耶稣啊。
And now they deny the message of Paul and the Christ that Paul preached.
他们对保罗变得很苛刻，但是对那些假使徒却又很有爱心了。
They became very cruel to Paul, but they became very loving to the false apostles.
就看到这个整个教会变质，快要变质了。
And we see that this whole church is walking astray.
所以保罗他说，他现在要看透魔鬼这个诡计，要重新把人的心意夺回来。
And we see here that Paul is going to look past the deception of the devil and again win back the hearts.
我们知道，我们真的要很小心我们自己的思想观念。
We know we have to be very careful about our own thinking.
因为我们人有一些传统，有一些理性，我们有思考能力啊。
Because people have traditions, we have rationale, and we have the ability to think.
这个有时候人先入为主的观念，常常是阻碍人认识神最大的障碍。
And so many times when we go deep into certain thoughts, it is one way that will obstruct us from coming to know God.
这是为什么？有时候你看那个越理性，越有知识人。越难认识神。
Which is why oftentimes those who are more rational, reasonable, and knowledgeable are often have the most difficulty in coming to know God.
很多教导，很多的那个讲法，他是先我先来分析一下到底可不可能，可不可信。
And many kinds of theories and teachings, they will first think about it and see if this is something that should be believed.
所以这是为什么保罗他哥林多前书八章第一节说，那个知识是叫人自高自大。
And so that is why Paul says that knowledge puffs up.
所以知识有时候变成一种障碍，但是我们又说知识不是会让人有力量吗？可是
，But sometimes we will, which is why sometimes we will say that knowledge will become an obstacle. But doesn't knowledge also give power?
所以我们要很小心这个知识这个问题。
And so we have to be very careful with the issue of knowledge.
所以我们要认识神， 要真的体验到神，要先把我们这个理性思想的这个东西先把它放在旁边。
So to truly come to know God and to understand Him, we have to first put aside this concept of knowledge.
我们人很容易在这个理性的这个辩论当中、诡辩里面、哦、去质疑神。
And so many times,
质疑就是怀疑神的存在。
And so many times in this talk of knowledge, people among debate, there will be a doubt of God.
人的理性有时候会把自己骗了了。
And many times the rationale of men will deceive themselves.
就好像说，好，神是全能的。
And so, for example, say that God is almighty.
神全能能不能够做一个他自己搬不起来的石头？
And so, if God is almighty, can He construct a rock that He cannot lift Himself?
哦，啊，你就回答说可以或不可以，都不对啊。
And so, yes or no would both be incorrect.
但是其实这样一个想法就是诡辩，这个就是要去在思想里面让人认为神不存在。
And so this kind of thinking is a kind of deception to cause doubt in people as to whether or not God exists.
神不是全能的，
God is not. God is impossible to be almighty.
这个其实就是一种没有意义的问题。
And so this in fact is a meaningless question.
所以今天我们要很注意的，不要在这个理性当中迷失了。
And so today we have to be very careful to be not lost in this kind of thinking.
那我们人带着肉体，有时候会有很自然的这个骄傲的心态。
And so as man, we carry flesh, and it's very natural for us to have this kind of proud attitude.
因为当一个人心若骄傲，很自然的就是抵挡耶稣了。
And because if once a person has a proud heart, then they are very naturally opposed the Lord Jesus.
所以这里他提到说，他现在说要把各种的魔鬼的计谋、各种拦阻人认识神这些事情，都要一一给他打破。
And so he's saying that all of the deception of Satan and all of these things that are obstructing the knowledge of Christ, he has to defeat them.
今天我们要小心的保守我们的心。
Today we have to be very careful in preserving our hearts.
要，因为我们一生的果效是由心发出来的。
Because the things of life come from our hearts.
我们从这一段看到，属灵征战的场所在哪里
？And here we see where the spiritual warfare draws its energy.
这个征战的场所就在你我的心里面。
And the battleground.Sorry, the battleground of the spiritual warfare is in the hearts of you and I.
神，主耶稣基督要我们的心愿意顺服他。
The Lord Jesus Christ wants our hearts to be submissive to Him.
但是魔鬼的诡计就是要在我们的心里面筑起这个坚固的营垒来抵挡耶稣。
But the deception of Satan is to create strongholds in our hearts in order to oppose the Lord Jesus.
所以我们要常常有时候问我们自己，我们愿意顺服主吗
？So sometimes we have to ask ourselves, are we willing to submit to Christ?
主耶稣基督在世上活着的时候，是完全过着顺服天父旨意的生活。
When the Lord Jesus lived in the earth, He lived a life completely submissive to the Father in heaven.
我们今天在世上成为主的真门徒的生活，也是要让众人都能够过着顺服基督的生活。
And today, as a true disciple of Christ on the earth, we have to live a life that fully submits to other to Jesus. 所以
今天，如果我们可以真的顺服基督
，So today, if we can truly submit to Christ,
那这样子，其实我们在作为一个真的仆人，我们就能够用这个顺服态度去引导人也来顺服耶稣基督了。
Then in that way, we can lead other people to come and be submissive to Christ as well.
哦，这个就是这个真的仆人他在面对这个属灵征战的时候，他真的是用。属灵的智慧眼光去看透魔鬼的诡计。
This is the true servant using spiritual discernment in order to see past the deception of the devil.
那从第七节以后
after verse 7,
到第十一节
to verse 11,
这一段其实保罗他讲的就是说他很小心的去运用主给他的属灵的权柄。
And so Paul says that he is very careful in using the authority that God has given him.
也就是说一个主所称许的真仆人，他不会滥用他的权柄。
Meaning that a true servant of God that God has commended will not abuse his power.
所以第八节第十章第八节，请读。
Ten verse eight. For even if I should boast somewhat more about our authority, which the Lord gave us for edification and not for your destruction, I shall not be ashamed.
保罗之所以他有权柄，是因为他事实上是属基督的。
Paul says that he has authority because he belongs to Christ.
他的权柄来源是从主耶稣给的。
The source of his authority comes from the Lord Jesus.
他的权柄的目用权柄的。的目的是要造就信徒，不是要败坏人的。
The purpose of his authority is to edify members, not to corrupt others.
那他有这个属灵的权柄，他表现在哪里呢
？And where does he manifest this spiritual authority?
他不是只是会讲而已，他不是有那个好像有这个表面性的东西，一个职分。
He doesn't only say it and outwardly have this kind of status.
他这个权柄的显明就是他这个人是言行一致的。
This manifestation of his authority is that his actions and his words are aligned.
请读第十一节。
Verse 11, let such a person consider this, that what we are in word by letters when we are absent, such will also be indeed when we are present.
你看他说我信上是怎么写，我等到 见到面的时候，我就是这样子，我绝对不会是两个人，不会是一个人，从头到尾都一样。
Whatever I'm writing inside my letters, I'm also like that in person. I'm not two different people.
这个就是他用他实际的见证来说明神给他的权柄真的是有凭据的，他是一个美好的见证。
And so he is saying that his practical testimony is commended by God because he is able to act it out, and that is his own testimony.
从第十二节开始到最后啊。
And verse 12 to the end.
这里就是他是一个主所称许的。的这个仆人呢，他第三个特质就是他有属灵的志向。
And the third characteristic of being a commended servant of Christ is
他是有属灵有那个心志，传福音的心志。
He has the heart to preach the gospel.
他说我这个福音神所量给我的界限要远超过你们，要超过哥林多教会。一直往外延伸出去了。
And so this preaching of the gospel that he has to do is to go past just the church of Corinth and to be preached outside.
保罗他自己很清楚知道他从主所领受的使命。
Paul is very clear on the commission he has received from the Lord.
他不是用自己的标准在做事的。
He's not using his own standards to do things.
你看，请读第十二节。
Verse 12, For we dare not class ourselves or compare ourselves with those who commend themselves, but they, measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise.
这个就是那个假使徒哦，他们是用自己的标准在衡量自己啊，他们自己觉得自己很满足，很已经很不错了。
And so the false teachers and false apostles are using themselves to compare and to think that oh, I'm already pretty good.
但是其实保罗说这个不是聪明人。
But in fact, Paul says that these are not wise people.
你用自己的标准，那当然你自己不错。
Of course, if you use your own standard, then you'll think that you're not bad.
但是第十三节他说
，But in verse 13 he says,
我们不愿意分外夸口，只是要照神所量给我们的界限够到你们那里去。
We, however, will not boast beyond measure, but within the limits of the sphere which God appointed us.
也就是说，保罗他现在知道，他的脚步是神在带领他，神给他画的。
Which is to say that Paul's footsteps have been drawn out by the Lord.
现在神带领他到把这个福音传到哥林多教会来了。
And now the Lord has led Paul to preach the gospel to the church in Corinth.
那所以他现在他希望把这个福音再继续往外扩展出去。
And he hopes that he can continue to expand this gospel to the beyond.
但是这个扩展要有时间。
However, this expansion requires time.
请读第十五节。
Let's read verse 15. 15, not boasting of things beyond measure, that is, in other men's labor, but having hope that as your faith is increased, we shall be greatly enlarged by you in our sphere.
第十六节.
16, to preach the gospel in the regions beyond you, and not to boast in another man's sphere of accomplishment.
你看他这里就是，他现在这个福音哦，他觉得要扩展出去，就是要等到你们信心增长的时候，很自然的，我们就能够把这个福音往外推出去了。
And so we see this gospel is that after they have grown, then we can very easily continue to push this gospel evangelical.
我们就看到保罗他有一个使命，他有一个志向，要让这福音传给更多人。
We see that Paul has such a commission and a determination to preach the gospel to others.
但是同时他又不是说那拼命的往外传福音就好。
But at the same time, he is not just forcefully preaching the gospel outwardly.
他每传到一个地方，他就要确定那个地方的信徒真的是信心增长。
And so every time he preaches to a new place, he has to make sure that the believers there are growing in their faith and standing firm.
然后借着他们的祷告，借着他们的帮助，让这个福音继续以这个地方为基地往外扩展出去。
And through their prayer and through their help, they are able to ensure that the gospel is continued to be preached and spread.
所以他往前往外在扩展的同时，他是准备了能够来支援这个福音工作的所有的信徒。
And so at the same time, when he's preaching the gospel outwardly, he is able to make resources those who have believed.
那他这样的一种拓展福音的这种做法，真的是得到主的肯定称许。
And so this kind of expansion of the gospel has been commended by the Lord.
所以他特别提到，他才特别提到说，我们真是，我们实际上是主所蒙主喜悦的，是主所称许的人。
So that's why he says that we are the people who are commended and commended by God and who have the favor of God.
让我们都一起来成为主的真仆人。
And so let us also become the true servants of God.
让我们真的能够有属灵的眼光去看到看透魔鬼的诡计。
And to also have the spiritual eyesight to see past the deception of the devil.
随时预备好自己去打这一场属灵的征战。
To always be equipped to fight this spiritual battle.
把人的心意夺回来。
To win back the hearts of man.
顺服基督。
To submit to Christ.
非常谨慎的，我们自己从神所领受的权柄。
And to be very vigilant about the authority that we have received from God.
今天我们领受圣灵，其实都有属灵的权柄在身上。
Today, each one of us who have received the Holy Spirit, in fact, has the power of God.
况且我们又是神的儿女，我们真的是被差遣的人。
Furthermore, we are children of God, and we truly are ones who have been sent.
那同时，我们真的能够有这个属灵的志向，能够不断的往外拓展这个福音的据点。
At the same time, let us also have this spiritual determination to continue to preach the gospel.
让这个神的教会能够不断的建立，能够神的国民不断的增添。
So that this church of God can continue to be established, and the kingdom of God may come.
我们现在一起来再来唱诗。
Let us sing him again.
450首。
450.